Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
The Art of Prosperity series.
Art of Prosperity.
For Chartered Accountants Australia and New Zealand.
Hi, I'm Stuart Bocking, the host of Your Business Day. And today we're talking about ethics and our future with CEO of Chartered Accountants Australia and New Zealand, Lee White. Well, Lee, ethics is an interesting one. We can often look at our own situation and think, oh, we're squeaky clean. We're quick to point the finger at others without always necessarily having a decent look at ourselves.
Quite so, and I think that's one of the greatest challenges for our countries is to make sure that we're actually as open and honest about our own performance when it comes to adherence of ethics. And this is actually down to every citizen, every person in the community actually asking either at a business level or social level, are we actually as good as what we think?
I think one of the interesting things is from the viewpoint of a chartered accountant, from the old PY through to the now CA program, ethics has always been such a critical part of that education process, hasn't it?
It sure is, and I can guarantee it will always be going forward because trust is a fundamental part of business and how communities and globalisation works. And we want to make sure with CAs being right at the heart of business, whether it's a very small business or the top end of town, that ethics and integrity is uppermost in our view.
Well, there's long been this term in accounting of goodwill, and so much of that can revolve around the sort of connections you're talking about, where businesses connect with customers, suppliers, that they know they're doing their best for each other.
That's right, and you call it goodwill, I call it trust. It's exactly the same thing to ensure that there is actually the integrity in how people are conducting themselves. And as I said, it doesn't matter the size, it's important of how it's practiced.
And I suppose we've seen some examples, FIFA, the IOC, we've seen Volkswagen most recently. It beggars belief in some respects that organisations that big can think they can operate in such a shoddy manner and get away with it.
Yes, it does. So that actually tells us a fundamental point that what we're dealing with here, no matter the size, actually it's a very significant challenge because big organisations, well-run ones, may still actually be very vulnerable to this. So it's not a challenge at our size issue. It's a challenge as in behaviours and values.
Yes. And I mean, we see examples. You can go along and coast along for a period of time, but as we've seen in the case of someone like Lance Armstrong, eventually these things do catch up with individuals, businesses, organisations.
It sure does. And the challenge is, once the reputation is lost, once the trust is lost, you cannot recover it. And that's a challenge for every business, and it's a challenge for individuals as well as the country's reputation.
It's interesting you talk about countries because the 2015 Transparency International Corruption Perceptions Index, now it ranks countries. And you'd think for countries like Australia and New Zealand, well, we should be travelling pretty well. New Zealand, well, it's fourth. Australia's fallen to 13th. So not only do they give us a touch up with the rugby, but you think about Australia falling to 13th. And we're behind a whole heap of countries that ordinarily we'd think we'd breeze past.
Sure. My perspective on this is a couple of aspects. One is there's a whole number of countries. So 13th or 4th is out of a huge total, I think 150 or in excess of that. So you might actually take an attitude to say, you know, you're still in the top 20. That's not too bad. But in reality, the real point here is for both countries, they've actually slipped over recent years, and therefore are we seeing a trend where we're going to continue to slide, and so therefore will potentially Australia and New Zealand both be out of the top 20 at one point? And when I said earlier, when trust slides, it's very difficult to recover. So that's why we make this a priority for all businesses.
And so how does a chartered accountant help here in terms of shaping the culture, if you like, of a business around ethics?
Chartered accountants help businesses through insight, ethics and education. They are able to see the big picture and to help you plan for the future. So that fundamental element of ethics is right through all of the engagement with big, medium or small businesses.
Do you think business put enough store in the importance of ethics, more so in light of perhaps what we've seen in recent times?
No, I don't. Yeah. And I feel the challenge for businesses is with markets changing, new technologies coming in, competitors popping up everywhere, the agenda for management, the agenda for boards is always very busy. And therefore, unless there's a problem with ethics, perhaps there isn't the devotion to maintaining the right integrity, and this all comes down to value and culture. Irrespective of the size of the business, big or small, ethics is right at the heart of the success of that business. And why is that? Because all businesses are dependent on the values and the culture. It doesn't matter if it's one or two people or a larger workforce, how people engage and with their third parties, with the values and the integrity is uppermost in their success.
The Art of Prosperity series for Chartered Accountants Australia and New Zealand.
From the viewpoint of professional qualifications for a chartered accountant, what sort of features can you bring to help instill good ethics within a company?
Well, it doesn't matter the size of the business, big or small. It could be the corner shop, the small manufacturer, the retailer. This is all the same challenges. And the chartered accountant brings the insight, their education around ethics, their insight and experience of what they've learned through different sectors and different businesses to ensure they can give the very best advice to allow that business to flourish without the threat or challenges of poor ethics. Now, Stuart, ethics must be a constant. There isn't any real variation here. It's important to understand that the ethical behaviour is the foundation of the business's successes, and you can't compromise on that. It's constant and must be nurtured in the right way.
So do we say then, well, corruption's on the rise in countries like Australia and New Zealand? Is that what we can read into it?
Well, you could. That's the counterfactual of seeing a slide down through Transparency International. I think what the major piece is a call to all businesses to ensure that their thinking around their ethics and their institutional integrity is actually the forefront of their priorities. Because if it's not, it could be too late, and that's bad news for our country.
As a chartered accountant, how often will you strike a business manager, an owner of a business, who figures, oh yeah, everything's fine, I'm going well, but then in reality you break it down and you figure, well, there are actually much better ways to be doing things?
Pretty often, and that's one of the challenges, but also great opportunities to come in with the insights of a chartered accountant and being able to win the trust and provide the advice that helps business look through a different lens. Because when you're running the business, you're too close at times. Sure, you know it inside and out, and the benefit of an independent set of eyes is like gold.
It can be a difficult thing, though, to break the news to someone that, you know, you're not saying they're corrupt, but there's essentially more ethical ways they can be doing their business. That's one of the real skills of a chartered accountant.
Quite so. And you would never, unless there was clear evidence, wish to accuse a business or someone of that. But the right conversation is to say you never want to be in a position when that might be a reality. And one of the challenges now for any size business is that technology sometimes prevents detection of who counterparties are, who you're actually dealing with. So therefore, the older style of business, when you knew who your customers were, knew who your suppliers were, you had a better sense of their values. Now, when the suppliers and customers are spread throughout the globe, you don't automatically get that sense. And therefore, that's one of the big challenges. And that's how you set up that conversation.
When you think about the fallout from something like Volkswagen, you think for companies in Australia and New Zealand as a chartered accountant, what are some of the lessons to come from that from an ethics viewpoint?
Probably first and foremost is, notwithstanding the whole form of how a corporation might have committees and boards and all of that, you can still be quite vulnerable. So the second piece is that once the brand is tarnished, it is very difficult to recover from an ethical challenge because it keeps coming back. And the third is you need to keep investing in the culture of an organisation.
And the idea of cutting corners, it might seem attractive at the time, but longer term, as we've seen, the fallout can be far more costly.
Well, I don't think you can cut corners on ethics and behaviours. You might think you're doing that, and I think if you do, you're already taking the first step to being in a bad place.
And so the advice you'd give to business managers, operators, to ensure they're building an ethical, trustworthy organisation, what would you say to them?
My call, first and foremost, to all businesses, whether small, medium or large, is to ensure that they are continually monitoring both their internal cultures around the right ethical behaviour, but also now taking steps to better understand who their third parties, their suppliers, their customers are, so they have a real sense of their exposure and risks to any of those third parties also proving a problem, because there's lots of legislation around here that can catch people out.
Well, thanks, Lee. That's more on ethics and our future.
To learn more on how your business can prosper, visit charteredaccountantsanz.com.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.